We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
We got some bad news concerning the Knicks draft and the whole 2021 season. We're going to give you our top five Knicks big board, Knicks draft big board. We're going to give you our top five, mine and Jay Ellis. And CP3's stock is on the rise, Jay Ellis. So let's get right into it and kick it off. Draft news, Jay Ellis. Originally, it was going to be October 15th. We're now hearing that the draft is moving to mid-November.
Ouch.
Mid-November. On top of that, the start of next season is going to be delayed from the December 1st start to potentially MLK Day, January 18th, potentially February, or could even reach March, bro.
Ouch.
March.
Yeah. How long is this going to be? 20 games?
I don't know how we might run out of content, bro. We might have to do like a Sergio versus Ari karaoke battle or something. I don't know, man. But bottom line is that they're holding out hope that they're going to have fans in the seats at some point next season. And because things are still unclear in terms of the coronavirus, potential vaccines, don't come at me, anti-vaxxers, I'm just reporting the news. They want to see at what point can they forecast stadium revenue.
That makes sense.
Once they can forecast, get a good forecast, a good estimate on if they can count on stadium revenue, then they'll have a better idea of what the overall revenue picture will look like, and then a better idea of salary cap, luxury tax, and so on. So this is the reason why you have the delay in the draft, free agency, and ultimately next season, bro. It's going to be a long time before we get Knicks basketball, bro. Long time.
Yeah, that makes sense because the salary cap implications can also affect who's traded for who. And
yes.
It's a domino effect. It's just this fact and the COVID thing is a domino effect on the whole NBA. So it makes sense that they want to wait as long as they can just to see if we can get more money moving into the NBA in general.
Facts. But on the Knicks, from the Knicks standpoint, next week is training camp. Woo! Voluntary individual OTAs start next week. And then the following 2 weeks, they will have group activity, again, voluntary. But it's going to start off as individual workouts. Everybody's got to come in and get tested. Most of the players are expected to attend. And then we'll get into some group workouts filling out into the end of the month. We'll have a combination of the main roster and G League.
Right. G League roster. So that means Jared Allen.
Jared Harper.
Yeah.
Jared Allen, that's the wrong team, JL.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
We'll talk about that team later. You feel like it.
Hopefully Lamar Peters gets a shot for real.
Yeah. A trial by combat. Tibbs.
Exactly.
First day of camp. Lamar Peters versus Jared Harper. Who wants it more?
Exactly. Mano be mano.
Mano be mano.
And maybe Ignis versus Knox. Who knows?
Iggy versus Knox. So, yeah, disappointed. You know, disappointed. Obviously, we've been waiting on this draft for so long. The bubble's still going on strong. At least that's kind of keeping us entertained. But going to be a while for Knicks basketball. But you know what? Again, with the salary cap ramifications and all those things being unclear, again, these things still fit into the Knicks' favor as it pertains to free agency pursuits, right. Trade pursuits, draft, you know, draft day trades, purchasing draft picks. You know, the Knicks as one of those teams that will still be at the top in terms of salary cap will still benefit. So let's see how this whole thing shakes out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Being that we have one of the most salary cap available teams in the league, we can still benefit and probably take advantage of some of these teams who are trying to dump players or get players. And maybe we can take on some players and get some picks in the process of other teams' bad cap management skills.
Facts. That's a fact. So let's see how all of that plays out. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. How's everybody feeling out there? Salute to all the mods. Dave Delano, I see you. Shout out Tony Crow Media in the building. We got the humble Memphian in the building. What's going on? He says Lamar Peters is dangerously good, quick, and can shoot. So he's on it. Zach Patton says Wooten is a beast. We got the G League stands in the chat tonight, JL.
Go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Heavy. After Knicks basketball, man. But definitely good to be on and just chop it up for a little bit. What do we want to do here? We want to get into our big board?
Yeah, we can start there.
Do we want the chat to pick apart our big board here, Jails?
I mean, it's going to happen. Whoever we pick is not going to be popular. I'm already... I already see the comments on my YouTube already. Yeah. Yes, Kira, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're bugging Jay Ellis.
Well, I'll say this. We have time to change it. You know, we'll do a couple of these iterations as we get closer to the draft. During this kind of extended off period, I'm going to be looking at some film. Spencer that sent me a boatload of games, so I'm going to be watching intently and dissecting myself. So, all right, let's kick it off, man. Let's hear how your board is constructed at this point.
All right, cool. Well, at five for Jalen.
Do you have an honorable mention?
Do I have an honorable mention? I mean, Pokemon has creeped into the chat in my honorable mentions. I've considered Pokemon.
Okay.
But, you know, I've had recent visions of tall, fragile, 7-footers.
And this kid is very fragile, bro.
Exactly. Very fragile. I think like his ankles and my wrist are about the same. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's going to work.
Yeah.
That would be my honorable mention. It would be Pokemon Poku, power forward.
Okay.
Shooting extraordinaire, even though his shooting isn't all that up to par just yet, but he has a lot of potential in the shooting in the arena. He moves like a guard, so they say. Can do things that taller players can't do. I mean, he has a lot of potential, but the word is potential. He's still young; he can develop. Yeah. But there's something there if you can put it all together.
Okay. All right. All good. All right. Let's go to number five.
For number five, I do. Some people have him as number 7 or 8, but I have him as my number 5, which is, so I already know how this goes. Isaac Okoro.
Okay. All right.
Have him as my number 5, Auburn. He is a strong finisher at the rim, could handle quick first step, pretty good defender all around. A kind of utility guy, small forward. But he's not a shooter as of yet. I've heard from Spencer and others that, you know, his shooting is not broken. It can come around. But as of now, he only shoots 28% from three. 51% from the field goal percentage from field goals. That's pretty good. So I do like he's a good finisher, and he can defend pretty well in high levels. But I personally want a little bit more shooting, and I want that security there. But potential to do some good for sure.
Okay,
so I have him at number five on my board.
Got it. Okay. How about four?
Number four. For number four, I have Mr. Toppin, Obi, though. Like, some people, I don't know. There's a kind of a people not sure exactly where he's going to end up. Some people say he's gonna be gone way before eight. Some people feel like he'll drop to eight. It's not a consensus right now. But Obi, I feel like, is a guy who, if we do get a point guard via free agency, can probably impact us right away with his three-point shooting, with his passing. He's definitely a guy who can provide some spacing for RJ. And although he is limited defensively, you hope that pairing him next to Mitch would limit those defensive deficiencies, and he'll be a good fit on the Knicks for years to come. So, I like mini stat three-point shot. I like that.
All right.
For number three, I feel like a lot of people's number one pick, going to Vassell.
Okay.
Vassell, you know, he's a guy who would pretty much fit kind of seamlessly next to RJ. He's not a guy who's going to take over a game, but he can shoot the three, can do everything well, has a nice hurricane shot, and he might be, you know, the answer for our three-point shooting troubles at that wing spot, and also can play defense as well. So I'm a nice complimentary piece for RJ. You can do some good. So I have him number three on my board, and yeah, I wouldn't be mad if he was on our squad. I wouldn't be mad.
I hear that. Okay.
For number two, it's my guy, Vroom, the speed demon. Kira Lewis, my speed demon, can go 0-6-3 in 0.3 seconds. I don't know if that's the official stats, but I just made that up. It's fine. But he's fast end-to-end speed, can mix up the jumper and go into the hole, even though he's not that good at going to the hole as of yet. But I just like that he can break down defenses with his speed, for one. Underrated passer. I know he's not labeled as like a pure point guard, but like a combo guard. But the passes I've seen him make are pretty substantial, man. I feel like he can improve that a little bit, man. So I feel like the passing may not be all the way done. The more film he looks like, I feel like he can even get better there. He's a short guy, so he's not, you know, going to be a world beater on defense, but he's going to give you something on the defensive end. And I feel like pairing him with RJ could be beneficial as well, because I feel like he'd be able to at least break down some defense for us and have RJ be a secondary creator, and we'll be fine. So Kira, number two,
okay,
on board. And number one, I have Killian Hayes. This is, you know, if he's available. I'm not sure if he will be available, because we know we have Detroit picking right before us. But for me, Killian, he can definitely hit that three off the pick and roll and open things up. Because as of now, last year, Mike Milady kind of game planned to cover up the lack of shooting that our guards have. And with Killian, you won't really have to do that. I think you can set the pick and roll at the top of the key. He'll be able to hit that three right in the middle of the key, and it'll open up everything else for us. He can set up everybody pretty well. Not a good catch and shoot 3-point shooter, but I feel like that's going to translate eventually, because he does shoot the free throw well. And listen, he can pass. He can control the pace. He's one of the other point guards on this in his draft that can control the pace like LaMelo can. So that is number one on my board.
All right, good stuff. So you got Killian Hayes, Kyra Lewis.
Yep.
Third was Vassell. Fourth was Okoro.
Fourth is Obi or Okoro? Obi.
Fifth is Okoro.
Yep.
All right. What do you guys think in the chat, man? Rip it apart. Let me know what you guys think in the chat, man. We're going to take calls after I go as well. What are you guys thinking in the chat? All right, here's where I'm going. Honorable mention I'm going Obi. I think despite the defensive shortcomings, you still have to buy the offense, you know, and the skill sets that he brings out there. He can stretch it. He's a guy that you can play in the pick and roll. He's a guy that you can play in the pick and pop. He has some passing ability out there. Obviously, getting out there in transition, you know, off the boards, off the loose balls, whatever the case may be, he's a guy that's going to get in there and finish it.
Right.
I think, as you said, with the defensive shortcomings, I think it's possible that maybe Mitch can kind of help, you know, cover him up a little bit. And maybe you put him at a small ball five in some cases. Maybe you put him at a small ball five. And see how you do there. Again, looking at the bubble and looking at how these teams are defending out there and the rotations, you know, take Toronto last night. I mean, you had no Ibaka, no Gasol for a good stretch of that second half last night. So, you know, I say that to say a lot of these teams are going small, man. A lot of these teams are going much smaller. And maybe if you throw them at the small ball five, or if you have him out there on Mitch, maybe he doesn't kill you as much. Also, listen, the downside, 22 years old. Not too many guys at that age getting drafted that were high-impact players. I mean, you had guys like Doug McDermott. I was reading it on Bleacher Report, man. There were a ton of guys at like 22 or older into the draft that really just didn't pan out.
Right.
You know, really seemed like kind of they hit their ceiling coming into it. And so, yeah, that's a concern. There's certainly a concern. But, again, if he's there at eight, I think you have to consider it. My thing is I'm looking for shot makers, shot creators. I'm looking for shot makers, shot creators. And that's how I'm prioritizing this thing. Number five, I'm going to go with Isaac Okoro. I'm going to go with Isaac Okoro at five. I think this kid is going to be a Swiss Army knife out there. Obviously, the high-octane motor. You love the defensive capability. You love the fact that he could be a guy that's going to give you that flexibility is a premium right now. Again, look at what's going on in the bubble. Look at Toronto, how they use Siakam and Powell and Anobi and how the Celtics have, you know, how they utilize Tatum and they utilize Jaylen Brown. You know, you need flexibility on the wing, bro. You need flexibility on the wing, somebody that can guard some twos, can guard some threes, and maybe even some fours, you know, in a stretch if you're going to play small. And this is a guy that can do it for you. As I said in previous episodes, you have guys now in your division, KD. You have Ben Simmons for the time being. You have Tatum. You have Brown. Right? You have Siakam. You have these guys. You're going to need somebody that can, you know, you might not get a guy that's going to be a lockdown guy, but you're going to need to defend out there on the perimeter because we got a bunch of dogs in our division. Now, the reason why I have him so far down on the list is, again, with the shooting. I know a lot of the scouts say it could be fixed, and I know a lot of the scouts say it can come around. While I do think this kid is going to be a high floor prospect, I just don't like the immediate fit with RJ out there. I just, you know, with RJ not, you know, with us not being clear on what RJ's ceiling is and what his development is going to look like.
Yeah.
And Knox already bricking it up and Frank bricking it up. It's too much brick sales. I just see bricks everywhere. You know what I mean? So I'm just a little bit leery there. But again, you know, the passing pops out at you. The motor pops out at you. The defensive intensity. This kid, he's tailor-made for the Garden. So again, I wouldn't hate it, but I have him lower down on my board at five. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, I'm going with Kyra Lewis.
All right.
I'm going with Kyra Lewis at four. I love the speed. I love the quickness that he brings to the game. I love the fact that he's going to help you on and off the ball. Again, shot creators, shot makers. I love all of that about him. His size, you know, is that going to be a detriment?
Right.
At least in the immediate term, is that going to be a detriment for him? I got to see a little bit more. His passing ability, I want to see a little bit more at the next level. But again, I want shot creators, I want shot makers, and I think this kid can get the job done. But I'm going to put him at four because I want to see overall how good of a floor general he can be. What is his ceiling as a floor general? You know what I mean? And again, from a size standpoint, is that going to hamper him at the next level?
Right.
Right, so I'm going Kyra Lewis at number four. Number three. Here's where I'm going at number three, JLs. A guy that you did not have on your list whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that I think is highly disrespected amongst fans.
Ooh, I see where this is
I'm
going.
I'm going with Cole Anthony at number three, JLs. I'm going with Cole Anthony at number three. Shot maker, shot creator. I'm going to go off the fact that he had a bad season at UNC and that he's going to bounce back strong. He's listening to the haters, and I'm going with Cole Anthony. Listen.
Over Kira.
Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. I'm rolling the dice on upside and at eight. I don't know. No, put it this way. And this is another thing I want to say about Kira and Cole. I don't think they will reach up to get either of these guys at eight, just based on what you're researching.
Right.
Just based on what you're researching. I don't think they're going to reach up to get either one of them. If they trade back, though, I'm definitely looking at these two. If they trade back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm going with Cole. 92 percentile in isolation. This kid opened the game up, man. Opened the game up. This kid is going to get it done. Trust me, man. I think people are selling this kid short. He tore his meniscus last year on a shortened season, JLs.
I feel you. I understand. It's the fit. The fit for me is still a little funny next to RJ.
Well, that's why I have him third. That's why I still have him third. Okay. But here's the things that I like about him. 92 percentile in isolation. Almost 6 free throw attempts a game. He's going to get to the line. Almost 6 boards a game. Kid gets boards, bro. He gets after it on the boards. Okay, now, here's some things that are like, not so great. Highly inefficient shooting. Only 30% from beyond the arc and only 30% field goal shooting. Part of the problem is that he's only 39% finishing at the rim.
Right.
He's in the 79th percentile on jump shots. and the reason why he's shooting 35% overall partly is because he's shooting 39% at the rim. That's terrible.
Terrible.
It's terrible. He's got to finish better. And he's got to get stronger, which he will. Which he will.
Right.
So I have him at third. He's inefficient. The fit out there with RJ, if you're going to have a high usage guy out there next to RJ, you're going to want to at least be efficient. So it's a little bit scary when you put the two of them out there. You don't know starting off if he's going to be more of a six man off the bench or is he a smaller two in a three guard lineup?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, as of now, both of them are seen as a combo. So
say that again?
As of now, Kira and Cole are both kind of seen as combo guards.
Yeah.
Kind of. But
yeah,
with Cole being one who's more of a scorer than the other.
Yeah. That's where I'm going. So again, not at eight. Don't get me wrong. Not at eight. I'm saying if they're going to trade back.
Okay.
Then I'll take him. Same with Kira Lewis. I don't think they're going to take either one of these guys at eight. Right? But this is where I'm thinking. And I put Cole third. I put Kira fourth. Right? They're right there neck and neck. People in the chat killing me for this right now. You know what I'm saying? They're acting like I put one at honorable mention. Like, come on, people. All right? So
I'm surprised I didn't get killed as much.
Now, again, with Cole, he's got to work on his defense. Definitely got to work on his passing. Still average 4 dimes. Definitely got to work on it. Tunnel vision and all that. Can some of that be corrected? You know, can he become more of an efficient shooter out there? Let's see. But again, as a shot creator.
Right.
I think he'll get it done.
Okay.
I think he'll get it done. Number two, I'm going to go with Vassell.
All right.
Going to go with Vassell. I think he's the safest pick that you can get at eight if you're going there.
Yeah, Toyota.
Yeah, safest pick. Safest pick that you can get at eight. Obviously, you love the high motor, the defensive intensity, the wingspan, the athleticism. You love it. You like the fact that he's been shooting 40% from three, not just this year, but last year as well, showing some consistency, and that he'll be able to get it done at the next level. So again, safe pick, great pairing next to RJ. I think he'll fit perfectly next to RJ. He'll give you that defensive anchor on the perimeter, right? But a guy that you can you know, switch on the twos and threes, again, he's going to give you that flexibility, which you also need.
Yep.
And so you like that. And if they pick him at eight, I'm fine with it. Safe pick, go with it, and let's go there. Offensively, again, shot creating. Do they see, is there more of a ceiling there for him as a shot creator? You know what I mean? As a playmaker. Right. That's very limited. He's very limited at Florida State in that regard. So
you think he's being held back? He can do more than
well. That? I don't know. We'll have to leave that into our development team and see what they could do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Give it to the development team and see what they could do with him. Obviously, at eight though, is that, you know what I mean? Is that too low of a ceiling at eight?
Right.
When you're looking at what some of the wings in the bubble are doing. That weren't, you know, such high draft picks.
That's why I had personally Kira. I mean, I even know he's projected. Kira's projected lower.
Yeah,
but I have people who can kind of create higher in my head.
Yeah,
that's no.
I hear that. So So I'm gonna put him at two. And one, I'm with you, bro. I'm going with Killian at one. I'm going with Killian at one because I want to kick off this process of getting the next point guard in here.
Right.
And he seems like the most well-rounded of the group in terms of his scoring ability, shot creation, passing ability, IQ, defense.
Yeah.
Defense. 6'5". You know what I mean? You love the size. Obviously, what's a concern is lefty dominant. He's got to work on his weaknesses, right? Turnover prone a little bit. I've seen some of his games at ULM, seen some of it live. I'm going to watch some more tapes. You know, kind of make some boneheaded plays sometimes in the under pressure situations. But again, a guy that you can play on and off the ball.
Right.
And you hope that his three-point shooting improves a bit, right? I think it was hovering around 30%. You want to see that get up 39%.
Right.
So you want to see that, you know, you see that uptick. He's got the step back game going on.
Gotta lie. That's the step back and open up everything else, man.
And because, you know, the people that are saying that he's not an athlete, that he's not the fastest. Well, like you said, if you can change the pace, if you can find those angles,
listen,
you don't have to be the fastest guy.
Anybody heard of Luka Doncic? I'm not saying he's Luka Doncic. Right. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, he already has a height. If you can use your angles and you can use your shooting, you can open up everything else and be fine. Is what I'm saying.
That's a fact. Now, that's the list. I got Killian, Vassell, Cole, Kira, Okoro. And Obi Toppin as the honorable mention. Go ahead. Rip it up in the chat, man. Rip it up in the chat. You guys think Killian Hayes is next Frank? I put some doubt in that. No way.
No way.
That is not the next Frank.
That's not the – no.
Please.
Please
stop. That is not the next Frank. But go ahead. Have your way in the chat, if you will.
Just because they both speak French doesn't mean he's the next
Frank. No. Yeah, right.
I've actually had this conversation with my guy Jake on KOT. Like, and he was just like, no, he's not the next
Frank. No, he's not the next Frank, people. Stop.
Stop.
All right, let's get to the phone. See what the people have to say about this. And it's James from Brooklyn. He's about to rip this Cole Anthony pick. I know. James, what's going on, man? He's listening to us. James, you got to turn your volume down, bro. James, turn your volume down, bro.
All right, I got you.
Oh, I banged it on. Hold on, James. All right, go ahead, bro. You live, bro. Go ahead, James.
All right, you can hear me? You good?
Yep, loud and clear, bro. Bro, go ahead, bro. All
right, I think that we should definitely draft Cole Anthony at the eight slot. And then if we can't get Cole Anthony, then we should look at the guy from Vanderbilt, Naismith.
Naismith, yep.
I think that in this league, you need a shot. Like, he's the best shot creator in guard position. I like handling it, but like I do see a sitting. Cole Anthony, I think his ceiling is way higher than what Killian Hayes' ceiling could be. Like, so yeah, I'm definitely a proponent of drafting Cole Anthony at the eighth pick. It took me a while to come around to it, but I watched a couple of more of his tapes, and I'm definitely sold on him. And he's from New York, so he knows what this is about.
He knows what it's about, Jay Ellis. He's ready for the pressure. James from Brooklyn is with me. Don't sleep on Cole Anthony, man. Too much hate on Cole Anthony. Appreciate the call, Jay. I'm throwing it out there, Jay Ellis.
I hit the snooze button on him, man. I'm sorry.
Take a chance. Roll the dice, man. If we strike out on the pick, guess what? You guys said 2021 is the draft? Hey, we'll be right back in it. Right back in the lottery. Take a chance, man. Take a chance. Let's go to Ice Water in Brooklyn. Ice Water, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
All right. Last time I talked to you guys, it was draft night, and I was talking to y'all, and that's when the eighth pick came up, and we found out the Knicks had the eighth pick. You guys cut me off, but that's cool. I am so glad that the Knicks didn't get anywhere near the first pick so they don't get LaMelo Ball. I don't know what it is with everybody with LaMelo Ball thing. I just don't get it. I don't see that guy being good in the league. And I hope that the Knicks don't try to make some sort of a trade to get up there to get him. I'm not a believer in him. Or this kid Killian Hayes. I don't. All of these guys, is, you know, I'm with the last caller that you had. You know, there's tape on Cole Anthony. This dude was rated higher than all of these guys just a year ago. Mm-hmm. You know, why would everybody just pass on Cole Anthony and go with these unknown guys? I just don't understand it. I would really hope that the Knicks would take Cole Anthony. And if anything, if they don't take Cole Anthony, take Kyra Lewis Jr., but not Killian Hayes, not this kid Halliburton, and definitely not LaMelo Ball. Now, I just don't understand what this fascination with LaMelo Ball is. Right. Maybe you guys can explain it to me, because I just don't see it. Yeah. Guys play it every – he played it – what competition has he played against? I just don't understand where you guys see this great player in LaMelo Ball. He plays against weak competition every chance he gets. His father puts him in a position to play against weak competition. You never see him against anybody with any skill. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, they're going for upside, man. Appreciate the call, bro. Appreciate the call. They're going for upside, JLs.
Yeah, they're going for upside, and they're looking at his passing ability just on tape, just looks better than everybody else's by like a long shot.
Facts.
His passing ability and his ball handling skills are better than everybody else in the draft by a long shot.
And his vision is sick.
Yeah.
His vision is sick, bro.
Yeah. And for a team who's been lacking a point guard for all these years, that's why everyone's salivating over it. Because Knicks haven't had a playmaker point guard in a very long time. You know, we've had Jason Kidd for a stint. Felton had his moments with Stott, but we haven't had like a pure point guard playmaker for a long time. And that's why everybody is salivating over LaMelo, but I don't think that's going to happen for us.
Yeah. Listen, they're going for upside, man. And yes, there's a lot of hype baked into LaMelo. Let's just be real. There's a lot of hype. Right. He's become a superstar. You know, the kids, the overtime kids, they love him.
Mm-hmm.
Got a million so followers on Instagram, JLs. He's killing it. He's a star already. You know, what I like about what LaVar did is he's always been the youngest in every league he's gone to, man. He's always stretching where he goes, you know, wherever he goes. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, NBL may not be the greatest competition, but he's not faltering by any means. He's beasting. He's playing well. The shooting is not there yet, of course. And I think, yes, he still has some development to go. But at 6'7", with a vision like that, JLs, you roll in a draft class that's right. Not as highly touted as previous. You take him based on the upside.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I don't. We're not going to get him. I don't think they're going to trade up for him either.
Exactly. I don't think it's too steep. At eight to 1, 2, 3, that's just too much.
Yeah.
I don't see happening either.
And what else Icewater said? He said he'd rather Cole or Kira over Killian Hayes. Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know what it is too? It's like he says they're unknown, but is it unknown or unknown to you? Like there's a difference.
Yeah, I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference.
Just because you don't know him don't mean other people don't know him.
Right. Yeah, go ahead. Well, I'm just saying, for example, you know, Jason Filippi, the international scout that's been on this show. You know, this is what he does. He watches these guys. This is who he scouts. He doesn't scout NCAA players. He's scouting Killian Hayes from Germany to France to wherever he's at. He's scouting LaMelo. He's scouting Denny Abdia, so on and so forth. It doesn't mean that, you know, they can't come here and compete. You just got to watch some of those games when they come on and see how they
exactly.
do. It is hard to gauge because, you know, it's hard to you know, evaluate the talent that's around them and the talent that he's playing against.
Right.
But again, you're going off a profile, you're going off of skill sets and ability, and you're going to see if you can take that kid and, based on his profile, develop him into your system at the NBA level.
Exactly. And similar to like LaMelo, he's a kid who's competing with grown men as well. So it's the same scenario.
Right. That's a fact. So, you know, again, we'll see what happens. We shall see what happens. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. We got 774 checking in on Knicks Fan TV. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. If you guys are new in the chat, leave a hashtag new so we can shout you guys out. Salute to my guy CK2K in the chat. I see you out there. New father number two. Salute to CK2K at the crib out there in the West Coast. So salute to CK. Remember, these shows are available in audio podcast format. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, iHeartRadio, everywhere. So you don't have an excuse to miss the show. Please remember to subscribe to the channel. Subscribing is free. And share these videos. Share these videos with a Knicks fan, basketball fan, whoever it may be. And let them know that this is number one show for the fans, by the fans. Who you want to shout out, Jails?
Oh, yo, shout out to Adele Chapman, Arlen Lewis, Julian Trent. A shout out to Gregor Castillo. Shout out to you, a guy. Craig Williams, I seen you early in the chat.
Yeah.
John354, and everybody else who's representing KOT and KFT.
No doubt, man. I want to shout out Josh Santana. He's team hashtag new. We got Captain and Coke 70 team hashtag new, putting his drink of choice, putting his name on it.
Okay.
Shout out K Votesoff team hashtag new. Ed Santana, you're a repeat member, man. You're an OG. He says he's team hashtag new, but we see Ed Santana in here all the time. Shout out Legal Center in here also. And, yeah, man, continue to support these shows. Jamon Pascal, okay. What's going on? He says, Knicks podcast shows are better than the Knicks. You're damn right, buddy.
Hopefully you can be on par, man, one day.
Yeah. There no basketball for the next few months, man. We got, man. So continue to support, and we'll continue to bang out some content. All right, Taylor.
Hold on a second. Let me give you some hashtag news. Shout out to Chico Fernandez, hashtag new. I see you, boy.
Chico.
Yeah, man. And Theo Flat, shout out to you, hashtag new.
All right, sounds good. Let's go to My main man, Max from the Bronx in the building. Max, how you feeling?
DPJL is good.
How you feeling, bro? What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. So I wanted to comment on your top five draft board list. So my thing is this, right? Like, I keep looking at Kira, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why is he lower than all the point guards? Like, something's up. Like, what is it? Is it his size? Because by nature, right? By you look at him, he shoots the three well. He's super fast.
Exactly.
He plays okay defense, like decent defense enough. Why do you think he's rated less than the other point guard? Isn't that like a sign for you? Isn't that weird for you? And another one too is Obi. When did we become Obi hater? Obi's like Amari Stoudemire on offense, basically. He does the same. Whatever Amari Stoudemire used to do, he does the same exact thing. But he shoots way better. He actually shoots the three way better. So I'm like confused about all this. Now Cole Anthony, I kind of understand, but he had a really bad team around him. Like, his team sucked. So it's like, if you put him in an open space and with like shooters around him, he was going to be better. So I'm not sure. Like, I think the person we're not looking at for some strange reason is Tyrese Maxey is his name.
Maxey, yeah.
Because this guy finished at the rim better than everybody. And you know, Kentucky players, aside from Knox, they're always better in the NBA. So I think that's somebody we should focus on too. Because he gets to the rim and, you know, he plays with like a lot of flair and stuff like that. So what do you guys think of that, Tyrese Maxey?
Yeah, I like Maxey. I like Maxey's game, man. He's a gamer. He's an absolute gamer. Again, he's one of those guys that I feel like the stats don't tell the full picture of what he can be. You know what I'm saying? Because from some of the games I seen, the kid can play, bro. The kid can absolutely play. And like I say, you just like his moxie, man. You like his moxie. I remember that game at the Garden. I think they were playing Michigan State. And, bro, he's not afraid to let it fly. And he had to compete for touches out there. You know, he had Quickly out there. He had Hagans out there. So he had to compete for touches out there. But I think Maxey's going to be a scrapper. I think he'll be a Dollar Tree Mitchell. He's not going to have the athleticism and the burst that the Spider had. But I think at his size, I think he's going to have that competitive flow. He's got that bounce. And I think he's going to be capable of scoring on all three levels. I think he's going to be capable of scoring on all three levels. I just think he's not going to have that explosiveness that the Spider has.
Yeah. I also heard he's like a really good high character guy, like a guy who's people are really going to love in the locker room. Just he kind of has an infectious character. Yeah. And
don't be surprised if they bring him in, man, because like I said, based on how this draft is going to go, and with the limitations that they have, again, they're going to be relying on a lot of intel from their relationships they have, from Kenny Payne. You know, Kenny Payne obviously knows him well, speaks very highly of him. So, you know, the CAA guys, they're going to be getting intel from the CAA agents as well. So that could bode well for Vassell. That could bode well for Obi as well.
Right.
So I think that's definitely possible. Go ahead, bro.
And also, for the people who are concerned about the shooting, what I've heard from a draft scout was that she was saying he can shoot, but it's his shot selection is why his numbers are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like that can be improved, but like the shot isn't broken. Of course.
Shot selection can definitely be improved. Shot selection can definitely be improved. I'm not worried about that. I think the knock on Cole was he had a bad year. He had a bad year. He was injured. And I think people are down on him. Obi, I think they're down on the fact that he was his defense. I'm looking through Bleacher Report for this write-up on Obi. But I think people are down on his defensive capability and the fact that he's 22. I think people have that ageism in him that they're not too sure on. Here it is. 22-year-olds going into the draft. You had Cam Johnson, who came into his own in the bubble with the Suns. Chris Dunn. Buddy Hield, who our next caller wants to talk about. Taurean Prince, Denzel Valentine, Frank Kaminsky, Doug McDermott, Kelly Olynyk, Jimmy Fredette, Wesley Johnson, Ekpe Udo, Ashim Tabeat, the number two pick. I saw him at the Basketball Hall of Fame, like, man, like when he was being drafted. Tyler Hansborough, out. Brandon Rush. Those were the guys, recent draft picks, 22 years old, going into it.
Right, right. And some on Kira Lewis, too, like, you're right, man. I've heard, I was talking to somebody in December, and he was saying he felt like Kira Lewis was a top 10 pick in December, and he couldn't understand why he wasn't a top 10 pick either. The only thing he can really come up with was, like, his games weren't as big on television and as televised as everybody else's. But he feels like he's a guy who projects to probably be mid-teens or 20, but that he actually has top 10 talent.
I have no idea why Kira's that low. I've been wondering this. I've been asking the scouts this.
That's what I've been told, CP.
Yeah, I have no idea. And again, we don't know what the Knicks board looks like.
Right.
Right? The Knicks board could have Kira Lewis as the number one point guard on their charts. Who knows?
Actually, I just read from Macri's newsletter that they're looking more into Kira.
Interesting.
So okay, that made me happy.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. There we go. But his newsletter also said that they're not jammed into point guard at 8.
Right.
Right. He said then they're not locked in a point guard at 8.
Right. They read as well.
Mm-hmm. So, guys laughing in the chat saying these 22-year-olds don't have the biggest track record. Yeah, I mean, you know, I try not to get caught up on the age thing. If you can ball out, you can ball out. You know, D-Wade came into the draft at 24. Or 20-something, you know, I think he came into the draft at 24. I'm almost positive. He was an old pick. But again, you know, those come dime a dozen. So, yeah, there's that. Interesting. But, you know, like I said, if Obi's there at 8, I could see that happening. All right, let's go to Josh from San Diego. What's up, bro?
JL, CP, what's going on, folks? How y'all doing tonight?
How you feeling, bro? Right. What's going on?
Pretty good, pretty good. First thing on the draft, I just want to say, I mean, I'm all for the older, senior, junior guys coming out of college because I think those guys can play right away. And I think they can make a contribution to the roster early on in their careers. Mm-hmm. So I like Obi Toppin personally. That's the person I would go with at 8 if he falls down to 8. But what I really wanted to call about was, the Knicks, they have a lot of draft picks. They have a lot of assets. And I feel like they are going to be aggressive on draft night or during this offseason. Some of the names that I've been reading about and hearing about is Buddy Hield, Kelly Oubre, you know, two guys who play in smaller markets and their organizations might be wanting to cut salary to get rid of those contracts and get those off the books. So if it came up, you know, in a scenario where we can acquire one of those guys or even a Chris Paul or any, you know, some of the other veterans that are out there, I want to know what you guys feel about what you would be willing to give up to get one of those guys to come play with us, because I feel like along with the 12 draft picks that we have, we're going to need a veteran on this roster to also, you know, help develop the younger players. So what would you guys be willing to give up as far as our young assets, whether it be draft picks or some of the younger guys, to get one of those guys to come here?
Oubre only has one. How many years left does he have in his deal? One or two?
Two.
He's got 2 years left.
Okay. 2 years left, 35%.
And Buddy Hield, I think he just extended
I'm not trading for Buddy Hield. That's too
much. But those guys can contribute right away.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you, bro. But Buddy, that's too much money, Buddy Hield, for a one-dimensional play, bro. I don't know what I'd trade for Buddy Hield. I'm not trading anything significant for him.
Yeah, like it's the price point for me. It's really the price point because he is one of the best shooters in the NBA. But it's concerning that even with that, he was demoted in Sacramento.
Yeah.
for about, and it seemed like it didn't work. And you're just like, why? Why didn't it work there? So that's such a high risk, high reward move that I'm not sure if I would make that.
How you get demoted on the Kings? They stink.
Yeah. The Oubre thing, though, was intriguing.
Yeah.
I will say
yeah.
that.
I would say that the Oubre thing is definitely a bit more intriguing. I think Macri's trade scenario was a swap, right? 8 for, where are the Suns? 10? Swap 8 to 10, and maybe 27 for Oubre?
I gotta check.
I don't have it handy. I didn't know he wanted to touch on the the Oubre trade.
So we give them the 8th pick. They give us the 10th pick.
Yeah, I gotta look it up.
And then we give them the 27th pick, and then we take Uber.
Yeah, I gotta look up that trade. Hang tight. When we get to the next call, I'll look it up. But Healed, I would pass on Healed. What do you guys think in the chat, Buddy Healed? What do you guys think? Let us know. Corrections, yeah, D-Wade was 21, so I was off by 3 years. All right, but okay. What I mean is he was an old pick. Turn into a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that Oubre trade, depending on who's available at 8. Depending on who's available at 8, I might do that.
This was his trade for Oubre. 8th pick and Reggie Bullock for the 10th pick and Kelly Oubre. I would do that.
Yeah. I would do that.
Depending on who they want. If they want, if they want to go Kyra Cole, obviously that would make sense. You're not going to go right into the wing if you're going to bring Oubre in here.
Right. Exactly. Like if Killian's available, I'm not doing it. If he's not,
yeah,
I would do it and then get Kyra or something later.
Yeah.
Since you have your young wing there.
Yeah.
Decent shooter, 35% from the field, puts up 5 threes a game. Not bad.
Not bad.
I would like a better shooter at 2, but not bad. It's like average.
Yeah.
And he's young.
not bad at all. Now he mentioned CP3. And that's been a hot topic of conversation, JLs. The Thunder are now out. Billy Donovan is now out. And from what Woj is saying, it looks like, you know, based on, again, unknown, outlooks for the next season, teams are a bit concerned about spending on talent, you know, next season. So, again, CP3 could shake loose. Danilo could shake loose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the Bucks also being eliminated, price went up. The price is going up.
Oh, yeah.
So, I think it comes down between a bidding war between the Bucks and the Sixers, the two teams that need him the most.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I'm definitely out. I am out.
I'm out. Sure.
I'm out.
Shark Tank, baby. We out of here.
We out. You want to pick? Oh, I'm out.
Nah. You know,
go to Damon.
My trade for CP3 was never going to be by any means necessary. I think there's a lot of pros to getting him. Just look at what he did to this Thunder team. He transformed the whole team.
Absolutely.
This is what you want. You want a guy that's going to develop your whole team. You want a guy that's going to develop RJ, develop Mitch, and so on. Develop Kev, all of them. Look at what he did to this team. This team was a lottery team without him, JLs.
Yeah.
He took this team to Game 7 against the Rockets.
Exactly. He definitely proved his worth. And too bad for us, because now he's not working for me.
Too bad for us, because the price went up. I think the Bucks need him. The Bucks need him in the worst way.
Sixers too. Jesus.
Yeah, Sixers need him in the worst way. The Bucks need a guy that can get his own shot going, get the team going, take some pressure off the Freak. I knew the Middleton contract was going to come back to bite him. It was a necessary evil, something that they had to do. They had to reward him for his hard work and the grind and rising up to near all-star levels. But he's not a legitimate second option. I think he's more of a 2.5 to a 3 option. I don't really see the Freak as a number one option. Some people might kill me in the chat.
I mean,
he can't shoot.
Listen, you can't be option number one option. You can't shoot.
Which
means you need a real number one option in there.
Yeah.
Like he's the best 1B ever.
Yeah. and so they're stuck. I think they're stuck.
Yep.
And you know, from a draft perspective, I think they're stuck. And so I think the CP3 trade is probably the last hope in terms of trying to put a contender around the Freak. Because I don't know what other moves they can make. Can they go get Bradley Beal? You know, what type of assets do they have for the Wizards? I don't think they have what the Wizards are looking for to get Beal. And could they even afford him by the time they max out the Freak next year?
Exactly.
You know.
I feel like they might need a point guard, actually. They might be looking like us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because who did they sign? Who did they sign from Phoenix that they overpaid for? Who's not really doing much right now?
From Phoenix.
He used to play for Phoenix.
Somebody
in chat, help me.
not Bledsoe, right?
Bledsoe's done
his days, man. Even back when they wanted Bledsoe for Frank, I'm sorry for the Frank haters out there. I wasn't trying to take that trick. Forget Bledsoe, man. He's done his days, man. He's old. He's done.
Exactly. They kind of gave him a little bit too much of the bag, and now they stuck with him too.
Yeah, they're stuck.
Yeah.
They're stuck. Good team.
Good team.
You know, but this is, again, it's very difficult to build a championship team in this league, man. Some teams, you know, have that luxury where they can get a game changer, LeBron, a Kawhi, and build around it and be right there in the thick. And then other teams, you reach a plateau.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about being good, but trying to keep your team together. Like you get in this risky situation where you can overpay for okay players, and then you're stuck in the middle for 5 years.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
So I think it's gonna be a bidding war between the Bucks and the Sixers for CP3. And that's about it, man. You know, no thank you. So but again, for the Knicks, you know, you still have options. You have, if you wanna go get Van Fleet. I don't think he's a lock for Toronto.
We'll see.
You have the draft. Is the Conley trade on the table? Do you go get Conley as a stopgap?
I like the Conley.
You have the draft. I think Dragic has now gotten out of your price range. I think he'll probably end up staying with Miami. But you never know with Riley, actually. You never know with Riley, man.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Dragic, listen, Miami's chasing too.
Yes.
So the same situation with Toronto can happen with Miami, where they want to go after Giannis, and Dragic, he might want more of a 1 year deal. Who knows? Or maybe he'll take the team discount if he wants to. But at this point, it's all what he thinks. Yeah. I don't know what he's thinking.
One thing about Riley and Ujiri, they are loyal to nothing but championships.
Exactly.
They want to win, and they're not just gonna keep a team together just to make the fans happy or just to make the players happy. Riley's ready to wheel and deal. He probably already told the Freak, made the Freak an offer. He probably already made the Bucks a trade offer for the Freak in the bubble while they were playing.
Exactly. Absolutely. Guaranteed it. I'll pay that fine.
Riles rebuilt the Heat 4 times since he left the Knicks, bro.
CP.
If you want a little reality, if you want a little dose of reality, people, we're still trying to get the number 8 pick right.
Yeah,
Riley's,
man.
Like, 13, 12, Duncan Robinson, bring him aboard. Kendrick Nunn, okay. Hero, 14, all right.
Oh, man, what a development staff will do.
Oh, man. This guy built the Heat 4 times over, Jay Ellis.
We have him here.
4 times over. All we had to do was drop the keys in his hand.
We had him here. What happened again?
Never mind. I don't want to rehash. Let's go to Puerto Rico, JL. Let's see it for my guy Antonio. What's going on, man?
Okay, boy.
Hey, what's up? What's up, CP? What's up, JL?
What's good, bro?
What's going on, man?
Always enjoy your program.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the draft. I think that Albie is pretty good. He falls in number 8. I understand people compare him to Stoudemire, but he's still young. When Starman was the son, he was a superstar. So, man, I won't mind that guy. You know, Killian Hayes also as a point guard would do good. But please, please, let's not trade for Chris Paul. I love Chris Paul. He's a Hall of Famer. But he's 35. He's going to be 36 in May. I've been watching the Knicks in 1978. I remember when the Knicks had Ross Strickland. It was Mark Jackson, Ross Strickland. They traded Ross Strickland, which was a great point guard, for Maurice Cheeks. I'm tired of the Knicks always trading for over-the-hill point guard. I know Chris Paul still has two or three more years left, but we got to think about the future, you know? And it's like we Brian Davis, Doc Rivers, Derek Harper mm-hmm. from the Dallas. You know, we always get these point guards over the hills. We have to have patience, my friend. We have to have patience, you know. And you know, that's how it is. That's what I think. I think we should have patience, and we have salary caps. We could play with other teams. Maybe Golden State wants to get rid of Wiggins. Maybe we could grab a couple of draft picks from Golden State. You know,
yeah.
Maybe because Wiggins is maybe we could eat that contract, but we could also get draft picks. So let's not get desperate, you know. That's just I've been waiting so much years for the Knicks to bring a championship. So a couple more years, but what the heck?
Yeah, appreciate it, Antonio. He's an OG, Jalen. He's an OG. He said, "What's a couple more years? I can wait. Be patient."
Oh man, it's only been what? This is 73.
Yeah, listen, you know, it's not saying the point guard a bust thing, but like I said, I still think just like a QB in the NFL, you got to get the process going at some point, JLs. You can't just rely on the fact that you'll pick up a Dragic or you'll pick up a Patrick Beverly or you pick up this guy and your team is still going to be clicking on all cylinders.
I feel you, some point we have to pick up a point guard that's going to be able to do something.
And bring some consistency and longevity. No more patchwork. No more, you know, yes, the stopgaps are okay if you have a plan for your future.
Right. Stopgaps are okay if you're grooming somebody.
That's it. That's a fact, man. Let's hear from our guy, Jay Ellis. Jake from Florida in the building. Jay, what's going on? Hey. Talk to us.
Yo, what's good, fellas? CTJ, what's good?
Jay, we got 800-plus people on YouTube, man. Let them know what they got to do, man.
Run it up. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. Run it up. Run it up now. I need y'all to run it up.
Hit that thumbs up button for you boys.
Y'all see Halliburton shooting on Twitter today, bro. Yeah. Did you see the set, the nasty Rick Barry underhand set, nasty trash shots that he's shooting on Twitter, bro?
90% catch and shoot.
Oh my god, I did see
terrible, bro.
I did see it, bro. It was not good.
Terrible, bro.
It was not good.
CP, I want to welcome you to the Chucker. I see that you promoting the Chucker. Cole, Cole was out in Harlem with the kids giving away book bags and Air Force Ones, bro. You know what I'm saying? He wants New York. He's from New York. Stop drafting these kids from I live in Tampa. Stop drafting Knox from Tampa and all these kids that don't understand New York. Cole understands New York. He's from there. Let him come run the ball. Let him come run with RG and bring back some respectability. If it ain't Cole, don't sleep on them training with the Warriors, right? Steve Kerr looked like he would like Frank. He looked like he would like Mitch for a couple picks. You never know. That LaMelo deal might be still on the board. And if it's not that, I'm going with Okoro. Look at the tape. Finishing strong, could dunk, could shoot a lead. I mean, the shot is trash, but he could dunk, he's fast, he played great defense. You need wings. Look what OG doing in Toronto and Jalen and Tatum. You need a lot of wings in today's NBA. Him and RJ might be the wings for the next 15 years, right? That's what I'm saying, man. Pick Cole, trade for LaMelo, pick Okoro. Get somebody that got a little. You know what I'm saying? Like a little toughness to them, bro. No more Knox, no more soft Frank, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, last question, right? A lot of people on Twitter have been like, oh, you know, Michael Porter Jr. said last night, oh, they should have passed me the ball. You know, you got to mix it up. Listen, bro, if he was on the Knicks, we wouldn't care what he say, right? There's governors out there saying all kind of crazy stuff, bro. As long as he's putting the ball in the basket, I wouldn't care what the kids say, bro. If he's nice, he's nice. That's how I see it. He got some nerve because he can't play defense, but he can't just score the basket.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate the call, Jay. Listen, you know, MPJ, you know, he's suffering from, you know, juvenile syndrome. He's young, man. He's young. You can't blame him for all this. He's learning.
Yeah, I personally don't even care that he's, I personally don't care, man. To me, that's almost, I almost kind of like it. In a weird way.
Yeah, you know, among the fraternity, among the players, I guess he broke the code or whatever. I don't really care. It is what it is, you know.
He's a young dude. I like somebody with the confidence at least to say, yo, I can make that shot. Like, yeah. At least I know that he got some, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Halliburton, the Halliburton workout tape cake got around the net today. And people are killing the shot, man. You have people talking about he looks like a player from the 50s and all this nonsense.
Oh, man. Welcome to Team Chuck, CP.
Listen, I don't want people to think that this kid's going to be a bad player. I don't think he's going to be a bad. You can't be a bad player shooting 40% from three and being able to play defense. You know what I'm saying? That's a high floor right there, period, at the NBA level. Is he going to be a point guard for a team? Probably not. You know, I think fit is going to be crucial for Halliburton. You know what I mean? I think fit is going to be crucial. If he comes here, may not be the greatest situation. He's not going to be a bum.
Nah, he's not going to be a bum.
He's not going to be a bum, but it just may not be the best situation. Golden State would be great for him. A team with already with an established point guard would be great for him.
Mm-hmm. He could just, you know, fit into a system, shoot his best shots, set people up, keep it moving.
I like him on Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, he'll be nice on Atlanta.
I like him with Trey in the backcourt.
That would be a nice backcourt for Atlanta.
I like him on Atlanta. I like him on Golden State. I like him on, I'm just thinking of some other teams. Phoenix. Hmm. Not quite. But those two teams in particular. I like him on Atlanta. I like him on Golden State. Speaking of Golden State, I wouldn't necessarily count out the LaMelo deal if he falls to like four. If he falls to the Bulls, how much would that cost?
I'd be surprised as hell.
I would be surprised if they try to make a deal with Golden State, and I'd be surprised if Golden State took our scraps.
I'd be surprised if they fell to the Bulls and the Bulls traded him to us. I'd be surprised at that.
Yeah, I would be surprised at that, too. I think the Bulls would take him.
And it's not like the Bulls don't need a point guard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Bulls would take him.
Hell yeah, and not look back.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, so, you know, Halliburton will be an intriguing prospect. Halliburton will definitely be an intriguing prospect. What else? Salute to Jay from Florida. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. That's what Jay was saying, man. We're basically at 1,000 right now, JLs.
Sheesh.
We're at 1,000 on a Thursday night talking Knicks who haven't played since March.
That's love.
That's love. We appreciate it. So salute to everybody watching on YouTube, Knicks Fan TV, Nick of Time Show. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. Salute to everybody watching on Facebook. We never forget about our people on Facebook, always supporting us. Salute to everybody that came here from Instagram, from Twitter, all of that. Definitely got to run through the super chats. But another topic, Jay Ellis, that we didn't touch on, I didn't really want to touch on, but let's touch on it.
All right.
This guy, KD.
Who?
Talking spicy again. About the orange and blue. So he was on the JJ Redick podcast. It was announced yesterday. So you were waiting for the Knicks sound bites. And he had quite a bit to say about the Knicks. But namely, he said on signing with the Knicks last summer, he said, I didn't want to be the savior of the Knicks or New York. I didn't care about being the king of New York. He didn't care about Madison Square Mecca, the spotlight, and basically felt like Brooklyn was a more low-key option for him where they just focus on basketball. What did you think about that?
I think it's all cat, but whatever. I feel like if he didn't care about the spotlight and be the guy, he wouldn't have been in he would still be in Golden State, personally. But that's just me. And I'm just like, why are we still talking?
A lot of people just say like, why are we talking about it? I think, you know, it wasn't the fans' intention to talk about it, but obviously with that being a topic, with JJ Redick on his podcast, the news was going to travel pretty fast.
Yeah, of course. of course. And it's like, if that is the case where he didn't want to be the man in New York, then he will too well great for us, because we need somebody with more cojones than that.
Yeah.
We need somebody who wants to be the man. But I don't really take that all too seriously anyway. I don't think that's the complete truth.
Yeah. I'm not sure. He says, Brooklyn was everything I'm about. Chill, on the low, all black. We quiet. We just focus on basketball. There's no show when you come to our games. There's no Madison Square Mecca and all that ish. That's cap.
It's all cap.
That's cap. That's what the young guys say these days, right? That's cap. That's
exactly.
That's cap,
I got it. It's cap. It's cap. It's
but cap. You know what? You know what? I give him credit. Because he basically said what everybody thought, man. These guys didn't want the pressure, bro. And he said it in, I don't know how many words these are, but he basically said it, the P word, in all these words. Pressure.
Yep.
Pressure of coming to the Knicks and being the guy.
Yep.
It's the heaviest jersey in the league to wear.
Definitely.
So... some people may still think, you know what, the injury changed everything. But I think this was truly, I think there's truth to this. I think there's some cap, and I think there's some truth to this.
Yeah, I still think if he didn't get injured, and he would have more control of where people can follow him to, then it would be a different story.
Yeah.
But since he was injured, he lost leverage. And he's like, all right, cool. I'll chill with Kyrie. That's what my take
could have been. Or maybe Rich Kleiman was hyping the Knicks thing up the whole time. Who knows?
Maybe.
To try to build up 35 ventures, to try to build some clout.
Maybe. But do you need to build up clout for KD even?
For the business side of things, for the brand side.
I guess. All right.
You know? Attaching his name to the Knicks holds a lot more on Madison Ave than attaching it to the bum-ass Nets.
Touche. True that.
Sorry.
I can definitely see that.
There's some closet Nets fans in here. I know that. I know. I'm shaking things up a little bit. So
watch that thumbs down button.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, I replied back on somebody's tweet about this, about the interview quote, and I was just like, hey, he's right, you know? It's easier to lose on the Nets and nobody cares.
You're right.
Let's be real. How many people remember when Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett were on the Nets? Nobody cared.
Nope.
Nobody cared that they accomplished nothing here, right?
Yeah.
Their legacies will never be attached to that time frame they were in Brooklyn. You don't even remember it.
Nope. Well, they was on the Celtics and they retired. That's all I remember.
That's it. That's it. So it's easy to lose, fly under the radar, not meet expectations, and still live the life that you wanted to live as a New Yorker, as your business tech entrepreneur, blah, 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 and still do your thing. That's what he wanted.
Well, good for him. No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure for him. Or not as much, because it's still going to be pressure because his name still is KD. And you still haven't won a championship without, you know, help. Without the cheat code. So there's still going to be a certain amount of pressure on you anyway. But a little less pressure.
Oh, yeah. Nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. So, it's just interesting, man. And then I got all these Net fans coming at me in the mentions. I'm like, where did y'all even come from? Y'all don't even follow me. Like, these Nets fans get so triggered, man. So triggered.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I can't wait.
They can't wait, man. They cannot wait. So, to Raw Hebrew Remnant in the chat. He said, we on the rise, man. He said, we on the rise. 900. We almost had 1,000 in the chat, Jay Ellis.
All right.
So to everybody in the chat, man, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Let me, let's go to the last call of the night. Let's go to Vlad. Vlad from New York. What's going on, bro?
Vlad TV?
Is this Vlad TV?
Nah. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, peace, man. Yo, listen, I'm not the biggest Frank fan, yo, but it looks like he's been putting in that work this summer. I hate to say it, man, but I think we got to be patient with the kid. It looks like he's putting in that work, man. So I feel like he could potentially become like a Deontay Murray type of player, but it remains to be seen, man. Other than that, man, piggybacking off of what y'all were talking about before, man, I respect what KD was saying. I feel like he genuinely didn't want to come to the Knicks, man, and I could kind of appreciate that because I don't think he's a polarizing figure enough to carry that at best to being a New York Knick. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Then other than that, man, I think we should go for either Cole Anthony or Obi Toppin. I keep saying that. And I'm going to keep saying that, you know, whether it's Blade Tenderhughes or it's me right here in the chat. You know what I mean? but, yeah, that's just how I feel about it, man. But I feel like we got to be patient with these kids, man. I feel like Frank is I think he's embraced, you know, the New York City life. And I think right now he's really putting in the work, man, because I've been watching. I started following a couple of the people that he's been training with. And he's putting in that work, man. So I think we need to also focus on the players that we got, man. We got DSJ. We still need to raise his value. We still need to raise Frank's value. Because I think the biggest fear that we have as Knicks fans is if these players move on to another team, man, and they flourish, it's going to be like, damn, all we had to do was wait like 2 more years. Look how long it took for Jamal Murray to be where he's at. A couple That's years fair. Ago, I thought this dude was too inconsistent.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so give it time.
We'll see what happens, man. But, yo. Salute to y'all dudes, man. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. I'll appreciate be here watching from a distance, all right?
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate the call, Vlad. Yo, he's right, Jay Ellis. You know, I don't know where Frank is going to get to. I like that he's putting in work. But overall, it just speaks to how we build this team. Like, you're never going to be able to impact your roster if none of your draft picks are panning out to do anything. And now we're hearing from Begley's most recent article that the team is looking to expand on the development side of the house, and that opposing teams felt like the Knicks staff, when it came to development, was woefully thin.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that from before, that, you know, Fizdale's staff was smaller than any other staff in the NBA. And for a team that was touting development, that was kind of shocking and disheartening at the same time. I felt like we just wasted years.
What teams like Philly and what teams like Toronto and Miami are able to do is they're able to maintain roster flexibility in a couple ways. Number one, they're getting immediate impact from some of their draft picks within their rookie contracts.
Right.
Right. You're getting those guys developed. And then in the case of Miami, if you need to trade a Richardson or you need to trade a so-and-so and a so-and-so, you can do that and not kill your team.
Yeah.
So then with the Knicks, it's like, unless it's RJ and Mitch, you're dealing with nothing right now.
Yeah, we really haven't developed anybody else. We lack playing time, lack of G League time. I feel like we botched a little bit of that. I mean, we've had these veterans there, we're supposed to help them, you know, bring up these young guys, but we still needed a coaching staff, an adequate development coaching staff. Yeah.
It all ties into it, man. And so you got to hope that we get more value out of these picks, whether it's 8, whether it's 27, whether it's 38, whether it's undrafted. We need some guys in here that we can get into the system, build them up. Some may stick, some may go, but it's going to help you build your team for the future, man. And that's how we got to be looking at this thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir, man. Let me salute some of the super chats before we get out of here. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Salute to all the mods. Salute to Dave for manning the phones. Still hovering over 1,000, JL. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Salute to Michael Parker. Sends us a $5 super chat saying salute. Vlad, who just called, he says, showing a little love in the chat. Obi Toppin is his guy. We had a lot of OB talk and a lot of Cole Anthony talk, James. I thought the chat was coming for me for that Cole Anthony pick.
But they were coming to
my side. Yeah, a couple came to my aid, man. All right, down.
Cole Anthony's polarizing you.
Yeah, he's very polarizing. Very polarizing. I'm glad I triggered some people. let's shout out Dan Alcinat for the super chat. He says Cole might be the guy. Worked with non-shooters already, so he'd fit comfy. I miss the Knicks, SMH. Kaiser Sose 718 says, ignoring Cole was the only threat at UNC, getting double and triple every game. Vlad with another super chat. He says, if you like what you saw from Coby White, that's the very worst Cole Anthony could be. We got Kaiser Sose. Another super chat says, give me Aaron Naismith, the best shooter in the draft. 52% from three. Where will he go? It's a lot of people pegging him in the teens. Boy, hey, bring him on board. I'll take him.
All right.
Louis Luck says, in light of the Thunder saying that they aren't attaching assets to Chris Paul, would you guys still want him? And would you be willing? And what would you be willing to part with? I'm not trading draft picks for him. So
And
I don't think you're going to get him without it. Or without, again, ready players ready to play. Players ready to help the Thunder continue to compete. We don't have either of them.
Exactly. Somebody in the chat said earlier, I don't know who said it. The only CP we acknowledge isn't Chris Paul. It's the one on Knicks Fan TV.
That's right. That's it. Hit that thumbs up on the feed, boys. I'm all for that. Shout out Gartrell Davis. He says, nobody think Tyrese Maxey's an honorable mention if they trade down. I think we did touch on Maxey. It wasn't an honorable mention picks, but definitely wouldn't mind it. Black Prophet, $20 super chat. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Delski in the chat says, what do you got? I think we talked about Buddy Hield. I'm definitely not down for Buddy. Not at that contract. Frank Wilson says, what are we doing with Kenny Wooten? It's a good point. Not so sure. We'll see what happens in camp. See what he does in camp. See what Tibbs thinks about him. Alan Berman says, those two Dallas picks, the 8 and Knox, might be enough to start a convo with the Kings if we're going to go big game hunting. That said, spacing and getting Randall T-F-O-H would be more than enough to make me happy. So, I don't know. I don't know if he's talking about a heel trade. Like, who's big game hunting on the Kings?
Big game Helton. I can only think about, I guess, heel is the only one that makes sense.
I don't think I'd trade this for anybody on the Kings right now. Except for Swiper.
Give me Bogdan. I'll take Bogdan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He says that combo for the Kings would be for Fox. That was the second super chat.
Fox?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's not enough. Chico Fernandez says, you guys are keeping me sane until this draft. You guys do the Lord's work, and Knicks fans, we need the Lord, a la Puna and Santeria, to help us. Chico Fernandez. Joshua Small says, if we have the opportunity to bring in a vet more than a shooter, then you need to give up Knox and DSJ to do so. I do it. Helps with the development. For sure, but I think they can get that without making a trade. Raw Hebrew Remnant says, pick for sell. See if Randall will get us another pick, find some shooters. Even if we land Oubre, still draft wings. Hey, you can never have enough depth at the wing. That's certainly what a lot of these teams in the bubble are showing us. Mm-hmm. Louis B says, KD took the easy way out. If he doesn't come back 100% in Brooklyn, nobody cares. If he doesn't come back 100% in MSG, it's a big problem. That's my opinion, and I think he's right. Above the Rim says, Jay, I'm with you. 100% KD's talking like a snake. He is all cap. People did not want to follow him to the Garden. That could be it. I think Kyrie just didn't want him to come with him to the Garden, man.
Exactly. Right.
Draft Colin, keep it moving. And Michael Ellis sends us a super chat. So, good show. Great show, man. JL, I'm going to kick it over to you, and let's sign off, man.
Yeah, man. Definitely check out the KOT show on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and all that jazz. Haven't had a new episode this week, but a new one will be coming next week, so definitely check out a new episode pending. And also check out the merch at thetimeshow.com if you want to get some merch. And you can also check out the blogs on thetimeshow.com. Shout out to something new coming from my guy, Fritz. Should be dropping real soon. Also follow me on all social media at the KOT show. On Twitter and the Naked Time Show on Instagram, also on Facebook. That is all. Back to you, CP.
Yeah, sure. Great show as usual, my dude. Mm-hmm. And so to everybody for tuning in, man. Great show. We didn't expect 1,000 people watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here.
A lot of people, man. A lot of people, man. But this is number one show for the fans, JLs. And so with that being said, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Share these videos. And leave a comment, man. Tear up our big board. What is your big board? Leave us your top 5 big board and honorable mention in the video on demand, or also in the chat. Remember, this show is available in audio podcast format. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Anything you could think of in podcast format. We are everywhere. Content Kings. S. Holden, appreciate it. Rome, appreciate it. John Talento, definitely appreciate it. Michael Ellis, is that your family? You're related to Michael Ellis?
I got more cuz. What up? Man.
We got Winston Ellis. We got Michael Ellis.
Let's go. Let's go.
Ellis family is heavy in hand. The Ellis family is heavy in hand. Reggie Jones, appreciate it. The Shells, appreciate it. Shells heavy, definitely appreciate it, man. Yeah, appreciate everybody, man. We're going back into another weekend, man. So enjoy. Exactly. Be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Who you want to shout out, Jails?
Yeah, Alan Lewis, Job 354, Free Yak, Free Yak, Black Man.
Yeah, you gotta love the names. You gotta love the names.
You gotta love it. John Talento, Chad Hoppy, shout out to you, go show off. Cameron Goldberg. And Rod Love, shout out to you guys as well, man.
Yes, sir. We out of here, people, man. We catch up with you again this weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Check you guys next time. Peace.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.